Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Rare Review in Reddits. This is now episode 4. We are on a roll. We also have that bonus episode, you know, the Real Housewives of Potomac breakdown. So go listen to that. That's a bonus. But episode 4, we have the reunion of the Real Housewives of Potomac part 2, and then we have the Mean Girls reunion from Now That's TV. And then you know we're going to get into Reddit. So, you know, get ready for that. And you know what I'm about to say. Grab your drink. Grab your weed. Grab whatever you need. Because it's about to be good. And we're about to laugh. And we're about to have a good time. So let's get started. I want to jump right into the part 2 of The Real Housewives of Potomac, where NECA still hasn't said a word. Like, it's just like I think I seen something that said she was coming back next season. So don't take my word for that, because I don't want my word to actually be that, because I just don't see it for her for this show. What are you bringing? What are you doing? What are you bringing? What did you excite me with this season? And it was absolutely nothing. You let a friend on the show make more of an impact than you. And she got more to talk about on that couch than you do. Like when Kiana, because Kiana's going to be on the couch on part 3. So of course, to discuss, you know, the altercation that happened at GNA, the event. So... It's insane to me that you're going to let a woman that doesn't have a flute, you know, that's the champagne glass they carry in, you know, when the show comes on. I just don't put Kiana on. Y'all can actually replace NECA with Kiana, like, and lose one and keep, you know, if y'all want to save some money, just, you know, keep the cast at whatever number y'all have it at. Because, honestly, she's not offering me anything. Not even a look. You could at least, if you're not saying nothing, you could have a look. Like, nothing of meaning anyway. There's nothing of meaning. You made your whole season about another... You made your whole season about Wendy. You made your whole season about Wendy. And really showed nothing but that you got a house full of boxes. Like... moving on. I want to jump into Candace crying when Giselle told the story, you know, about her dad. I know I spoke on that before, but it's just, you know, for her to be crying, it's different for me, because I, like I said, I have people I don't intentionally, you know, I don't care for them too much, you know, and it's like that doesn't make it hard for me to feel emotion for them if something goes on with them that's heavy, if you get what I mean. Anybody losing a parent, that is so sad. So for you to try to make it seem like she was trying to make the moment about her because she was crying because she felt for you, as she said, she felt for your situation, because you know, everybody has a dad, you know, and everybody doesn't know theirs, you know, and some people haven't had the pleasure of knowing theirs like she knows hers. And they've gotten to see how close she is to her dad. So, of course, it will hit home. Like, girl, I still have known you for years, regardless of what we're into now. I still have known you for years. I've seen and been around him, too, and have seen why you guys are so close. So, yes. And I'm a person who cries. So it came out. You know, she was just being emotional for you. And I feel like her saying she was trying to make it better. Like, she is the type of evil that she wants to put on Wendy's mom. Like, she's that type of evil. I mean, not that they want to, you know, really. Like, they want to put that evil out there. And I feel like she's more... That was evil to me. Just... It was uncalled for. It was just a wild thing to throw out there that I'm just trying to make, you know, your whole segment about me. The one segment you have. I'm not gonna do that. And then that's not something I would want to come between anyway in that type of manner. It just isn't. But whatever, you know. Whatever. You know, and another thing I'm noticing that's becoming like a like, it's like a pattern, is that they try to make Karen like the mom of them. Like, Karen birthed these women. Like, she is not responsible for them and what they do. Every time something happened, it's, oh, Karen didn't say nothing. Oh, Karen didn't say nothing. What is she supposed to really say to a group of grown women? Y'all trying to hold her accountable for the situation more than the people who were, you know, involved in it. And it's like, y'all want her to have, what, y'all want her to get a belt out and whoop their ass? Like, I'm not sure what they're looking for. Because they keep putting this on her as if she's like their house mother or something. Like, she's just like, she birthed them and she done fed them all from the breast and took care of them. And she hasn't known all these women all her life. But she's known a lot of them for a long time. That does not mean I'm accountable for or responsible for what this individual does, because I've known them for a long time and y'all think I can wrangle them or I can get them together. I maybe can, but that's not my job. And even though she does do it a lot, you know, for the show to be better, she wrangles them a lot and brings them in, you know, to let them know or tries to at least get an understanding or help them get an understanding. So, yeah. Karen does a lot for that show in a means of trying to keep them together, to try to help the show go on, because I feel like it's on its way out and it might be refurbished and bought back with a whole new cast. Not even any of y'all. No Grandoms, no Foreheads, no Reader, nothing. So we're praying for them to keep it pushing and having a great next season to give it some juice to get the train back going. Because y'all losing it right now. Y'all falling way off track. And I just, okay, so I want to move on from that. I want to say, like, if I was Wendy, at this point right now, I would leave. Truly, I would leave the show. They try to make Wendy out to be so evil and wicked, and it's getting so tired with them trying to turn everything on her. They're trying to turn everything on her. Everything. I just seen a sneak peek of the next reunion. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. That she tried to blame Wendy for the fight. And Wendy is like, it is footage of me. There's footage of me clearly trying to get away and duck and dodge the entire situation. I was not trying to be involved with it. So how are you blaming me for the fight? How am I accountable? And now that's, and now then Giselle's like, you know what? I'll take Wendy out of it. I'll take Wendy out of it. Yeah, bitch, because what did I do to start this fight? And then why are you holding Candace accountable when the girl approached Candace? It's different if Candace said something. And y'all still don't have no proof of this girl saying Candace was talking about her and she said something to her. That's out of Ashley's mouth, and I have not heard Deborah say that. She literally walked up on her, probably on some liquid curves. Like I said, I thought she was drunk. But she walked up on her on some tough shit, and that happened. And like Candace said in that sneak peek, spoiler alert, that she doesn't need anybody to fight for her. I didn't want y'all to do that. I didn't want Kay fighting for me. That just happened because she was trying to separate us. And Deborah took that as a little, you know, push. And she hit her with, the, you know, the glass. And it got up. It went up from there. Kiana told that girl up. And I just hate how they try to make Wendy out to be that way. It's really Giselle that is that way. And I hate it for Wendy. I hate it for Wendy. Like, I would just pack it up. Just pack it up. Because she could be successful without housewives, honestly. Period. She could be successful without housewives. She has a lot of things going on outside of that. You know, Eddie made good sales in his first year. I don't remember the exact number they said. But he mentioned that he did really good in sales. So, my husband doing good. I could take a back seat. I don't necessarily need to do this. And then I already was speaking. I believe she speaks and she teaches and she trying to get her little show off the ground. Like, y'all could be strictly advertisement for me right now. I could be doing much, much more, much, much more, much, much more. And this would free up my schedule. So I think that's something for her to look into. Maybe she needs to try to not come back and just try something very different. Because I think she can be successful off of here. And I do want to, I'm going to move on from that. I do want to say, Candace did have a point in saying the line is always moving. The line is always moving. It is. Anytime one of them does something similar, you know, to something that they've done before that wasn't really held to the standard they want to hold theirs to. You know, they try to put them under a microscope. It is so crazy to watch. I be like, but you've done this before and you think this is worse than that in some fashion when it's really the same thing, but you're trying to lower the tone of what you did to make it seem like hers is a higher level. It can't be like that for it to be a healthy environment. Because if we're not holding other people accountable, why are we trying to make them accountable? And Giselle made it a point in that sneak peek, spoiler alert, to say every darker skinned woman's name on that couch. Kiarna, Wendy, and Candace were responsible for the fight. How the fuck is Ashley not responsible? How are you not talking about forehead with the friend, your partner that has the business, that bought her there? Even though they should be able to coexist, she came there with an agenda. She has threatened Candace. She has done this. And you want to sit up here and blame all these women. And then you want to take back what you said about Wendy because it's on film that she had absolutely nothing to do with it and on audio. So you sound real dumb right now saying Wendy other than who's sitting next to her. Ashley had as much to do with that shit as any of them. As any of them. It's crazy. And now Robin want to cry about that color shit. Y'all have been talking about this since Katie was on. And Katie was giving y'all the motherfucking business. And you was mad talking about call security. Crocodile tears. Don't want to hear it. Like, where Giselle at now accusing people of crying? Like, come on now. Send her away. She was crying. I'm glad she's leaving. Send her away. Send her away. Immediately. Now I want to move on again. Because they be making me mad, y'all, sometimes. Y'all be hearing. I just be getting into it. My brain just get a going. But I want to commend Chris on how he was able to hold his cool but still make the point that, you know, he didn't really want to talk about that, what was going on. You know, he didn't argue back with any of them. You know, he did a good job of keeping his cool and, you know, basically saying, like, I honestly don't want to speak about it. I haven't spoken about it since the reunion and the three subsequent, you know, interviews afterwards. He made sure he mentioned those because they was probably going to be like, you did interviews. He ate. He did good. Like, he didn't come off aggressive towards them. And he did when Robin was trying to go at him about that thing. And you look so stupid trying to go at him about this woman. Like, do you have something to do with this woman? Because you're making this a real big thing right now. And he claimed he don't know her. He said he didn't know her the first time and reiterated it to you a few more times. I don't know her. I don't know her. I don't know her. And you should stop talking. He didn't say that. I'm saying that. Like, you should stop talking. Because there are things your husband do that I could bring up, but he not here. And I don't want to talk about that to you because you're a woman. So he did very well. Very well. That's the applause to Chris. Chris Bassett. Now listen. I do not like Nekka's husband. He seems very controlling, and he seems like he's eager for some drama because she didn't want to say something, and he's saying he would say it for her and, you know, like, say what she wouldn't want to say. She's a grown woman. She's the housewife, not you. You know, like, what Nene say? We like Peter a lot more than we like Patricia. You know, I don't even remember his name. That's how irrelevant he was to me this season, because he really tried to do that tough shit with Eddie because Eddie didn't remember him. You don't have to remember everyone you met. Like, y'all weren't close friends. Like, if I bump into certain people, if I don't remember you, like, that's not my fault. You just weren't memorable to me or to my experience. There was nothing you did that set a core memory for me to remember you when I see you. So, no. And then you tried to be on some tough shit like I was acting like I don't know you. I don't know you. If I say I don't, I don't. I'm sorry you take people not knowing you to offense and you thinking you that high and mighty or whatever the hell. But that has nothing to do with me. That it bruised your ego that I don't know who the hell you are. Weird energy. Weird, 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 weird energy. Yeah. I applaud all the husbands honestly, because Andy was trying to get them to say something about Juan. I really feel like he was trying to bait them to say, like, yeah, he ain't show up, he ain't a man, you know, type shit like that. And I felt like they read the room. You know, and they like, no, I'm not doing that. They didn't fold for that. You know, none of them did. And I really, you know, commend them for that, because that could have been a mess. You know, even though he's not going to be back on, these guys obviously have a close relationship, you know, with each other. And they speak outside of here. So much so that, you know, they didn't, you know, speak out about it. You know, and then like, it was shocking to see, you know, that Gordon was texting, you know, Eddie about it. I think Eddie and a few other guys are just going at Mia. And, you know, they didn't even say anything about that, you know, which speaks again, like, they didn't want to be a part of it. You know, I don't know if I commend them on that, because they may should, you know, they probably should have said it to their wives so they could say it to Mia. But I don't know. Good TV, good TV. But Andy just must have really been fed up with both of them, Robin and Juan. And he was just ready for their immediate departure. And he, like, even at this reunion, you still aren't giving me nothing. Like, nothing. Like, you gave a dibble and a dabble, but without him, it's nothing. Like, be for real. He hasn't been to a reunion in... Yeah. She gotta let... She need to hang it out on that. She need to hang it up. Well, they hung it up for her ass. So, she's gone. And I just... I hate it for her at the same time, because I feel like she had potential to be a great housewife. I just wish she wasn't so synonymous with Giselle, like, in I think them really being so close, she's like guilty by association a lot when it comes to what Giselle does. They think she's backing it automatically. So that, just Pete, just clock that, because if it's that bad for Robin to go, why isn't Giselle gone? Like that. But I feel like I've said enough about them. And I'm waiting on part 3. Because we're going to cover that too. Because I'm interested to see how they're going to break down the altercation and what it's going to be like. And with that being said, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get to the Mean Girls reunion. Hey guys, while you're taking that break and refilling your glass, I want to let you know that my show, The Looks, is coming back with its All Stars. And this is the third installment of All Stars. So, we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to bring back some past contestants, and they're going to be teamed up with a new contestant that's never been on the show. So they're going to team up the entire season, going through all of our challenges, you know, our favorites like the Collection Challenge and Match My Fly and, you know, much, much more. So get in tune with that. And follow me at The Looks Real. That's THELOOKSREALL with 2 underscores at the end. See you there for All Stars. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed your break, and we are back. Now, let's get into the ghetto shit. Now that TV had the Mean Girls reunion, and I'm going to cover it as a whole. There were two parts, you know, and I just want to say, you know I really still do not too much like how Pressure comes off and doesn't deliver. But I do want to say she did good at this reunion as far as she was funny and she was present for a change. She was there. And I think she stood on some business, you know. She stood on some business and it was, you know, she fought a couple people, you know, Fly Nye and Draco. I think the first time she got Fly Nye and then Fly Nye got her back. You know, she got her lick back and, you know, she had Pressure rolling on a stage. It was it was something to watch. It was something to see. And I just think it's, when it comes to Now That's TV, I don't think I would ever come to any events dolled up. Like, they were all dolled up and I'm not spending all this money and all this to come up here and just for me to come out looking completely different than when I came in. I'm not doing that. I think I said that about the auditions. Yeah, I'm not spending all this money. I'm coming up in that hair tie, shorts. Yeah, because y'all like to get wild and I need to be in wild attire. I just need to be in wild attire. But that's pretty much all I want to cover on Pressure, because she just, you know, she doesn't give me much for me to, you know, like about her. It's, I don't know. I just don't like it. And I can already tell she's not hosting the next season if there is one. I can already tell that. That was as apparent as, what was the other show that Ferrari had? Like, I don't think she's going to be hosting that again. Young and Reckless, I don't think she's going to be hosting that next season. She don't give host. She gives cast. They both give cast because they like to jump down on cast levels. I would never if I was hosting something. I just wouldn't. But now I want to get into Big Baby and Chalk. They took care of business. Even when they were trying to get snaked. Like, They tried to snake them. Big Baby was on point. Chalk was on point. Chalk and that girl was going back and forth. I don't even remember that girl's name. And then, but Big Baby, she told Fly Not. No. That wasn't Fly Not. I'm sorry. I got the fights confused. Big Baby told the sister up. Chalk was going toe-to-toe with Fly Nine. They were having a good exchange. You know, like, even though they tried to sneak them, you know, like, they were on point. You know, it was like I be saying, these fights are something to see. Like, the swinging, the slipping, the sliding, the it be a mess. And, you know, but Chalk showed no fear, though. She ain't show no fear. You know, like, even because when, you know, after all the stuff went down at the end, you know, Baby had to get in a, they got her in the car or whatever. And Chalk walked through those girls, you know. She, even though her duo was down the road, she walked through those girls. They was trying to run up on her and everything. She wasn't budging. Like, that girl, that was one of my favorite characters on there. Her and Bigger, her, and then y'all know I love Raj and Ball Out. You know, I like those. Those are my favorite. And, you know, Pressure said them for the win. Like, and I agree with that. I agree with that. And they, but like I was, like I be saying about Baby, she not scared of none of them. And she be letting them know that, like, I'm not scared of none of y'all. I'm giving her respect, but I'm not scared of you. She told that to Mama. Like, you, I'm not scared of you. Like, I'm not scared of none of y'all. Y'all all want to fight. She would fight them. And hell, it looked like she would win some of those. Like, she was getting down. Yeah. Draco needs to stop fighting Mama, though. Draco needs to stop fighting Mama. You're not going to win. Just like she said. You're not going to win that fight, Fohead. You're not. And your duo not here. Like, I'm happy you came and stood on what you needed to stand on, but you needed your duo there if you was going to. Thank God her duo wasn't there, because you would have been put in a whole different type of blender. Like, a whole different type of blender. But that's all I want to cover on Draco and Mama, because the fights kept going the same. I can't report anything else, but Draco lost. Draco lost. Draco lost. But what I can say is I admire her passion to keep going. Because I wouldn't have. And I want to say Raj and Asia, they showed a little growth, you know, by being able to walk by each other, you know, and stuff like that. They were able to, you know, walk past each other and not swing on each other, you know, because they was having a real conversation up there. They was talking, you know, whatever. And then it got into whatever the subject was. They got deeper into it. And then Roz just walked out to the floor like, you know, like, girl, come on, we finna fight. And they fought, and Raj, you know, Raj won. But Asia, that's what I like about Asia. Asia's not no punk. I don't necessarily like her, but I like that she's not no punk. Like, she gonna fight, you know, she gonna fight. And she looked pretty. She was one of the prettiest girls on cast. No, like, no difference to none of the other girls, but she was just real pretty. She was a real pretty girl. She was prettier than most of them. And she not no punk. Like, she be standing on it too. Like, girl, I'm gonna fight you, shit. And they fought, but she didn't win. And I was also proud, like, in Vanilla in that stance, I was proud of her. She came and did what she needed to do with her Asia fault. And her Asia kind of fault, it was like a back and forth thing. But at the end, Vanilla was winning. You know, Vanilla ended up getting a W for me. I felt like that because of the hit she was getting at the end. Like, those fights are really something that gives you a rush when you watch them. And for me, it's not so much of an exciting rush. It's like a rush for their faces. Like, what are you gonna look like when you come out of this? Because a lot of them have knots and scratches, and I'm just not getting paid over a certain amount of money to have my face look that way. And I know y'all not getting that much. I know not to have no knots filmed. Knots filmed. No, thank you. No, thank you. I'm not into that, looking crazy and the dividends ain't adding. Y'all not giving me enough to look crazy. Like, to look like a, they be looking like unicorns, not right in the middle of your head, looking like a horn. And you okay with that pay is... I need to figure out what it is. Then I can report better on that, because I want to know what the X amount of dollars is. Because I hear a lot of numbers, and to me, none of them are enough from what I be hearing. But I want to be correct when I speak about it, that number, because I need a real one. I need a real proof of that. But one of the one altercation that was real strange for me was the Pressure trying to fight Barbie, you know, altercation. That kind of hit a little different, because it was strange, because Barbie can't swing at you, and you kind of, you know, trying to invoke that, even though Barbie started it now. Barbie started it when she threw that drink on Pressure, you know, and Pressure ran up on her and kind of did kind of, you know, get her licks in on her when she ran up on her, excuse me. I had to sip some water. But when she, you know, and Pressure got her licks when she ran up on her. It's just, you know she can't fight you back. So I really didn't count that, but you stood on what you stood on, but I don't count that because she can't technically fight you back. And then you tried to snatch her up again by the hair and the ponytail, and her hand stopped mid-air because I feel like she was going to swing on you, if anybody noticed that. Her hand stopped in the mid-air because it seemed like Barbie was going to swing on her. And I'm glad they don't allow them to fight, you know, the girls, but some of them still end up doing it somehow. I don't know if they don't get no money or a penalty for it or whatever they do. That's a clause, like, that's in the contract. Who knows? But hell, Barbie hit Barbie like, I'm getting paid. I ain't hitting this bitch. And you know, I just feel like, and I wanna say this about Zeus and Now That's TV. They need hosts that can host, if you get what I'm saying. Because if you're a host that's just excited to see the fights as you are to get to the point of what they're about, you're no better of a help to the people on stage. You know, if you can't get a conversation out of them. And I, like, the girl who hosted, you know, this reunion, Mean Girl, she got somewhat of dialogue out of them, but it wasn't a lot. And Barbie was just all over the damn place. It needs to be a timeline for this shit. Y'all have to figure out how much time we spending on this segment with this segment. How much are we giving to this? How much we giving to this? Because that's why everything becomes a shit show, because nothing is in order. Nothing is in order. Nothing is sensible in this timeline. It's like we had jumped from why popcorn got butter to why burgundy onions. Like, that is, it's not connecting. Like, those two things are not on the same wavelength. And y'all will get into a subject about somebody's beef, and then two bitches just jump up and they fight. Like, where's the fucking decorum? If y'all gotta have security at every table, do so for us to have at least something to show of class. Because the way those girls were dressed, you would think that this was gonna have some kind of taste, some kind of decorum, some kind of we can sit down and do this. But it just didn't give that in the end. So that's just something I want to say, you know, like, it should, we need to stick to what the plan is, basically, like, plan it out and stick to that timeline and have some order to the show. Make it make sense to transition from this beef to this beef, like, not from this beef to this pork. Like, it's not making sense. Then we go from this pork to this chicken. Like, where are the dots connecting? They're not. That's why it be a mess most of the time. And we can't even get, we don't even get to hear about everything that went on. We just hear about certain, the biggest beefs that we know they coming to hash out. And that's it. And that's it. And then everybody just leaving looking fucked up. But that's how that goes. And that's what people are signing up for, I guess. I just wouldn't sign up for it, and I wouldn't find myself near it. Because I feel like things aren't handled correctly. So, I even hope, in the future that these networks somewhat can get a better hold on how they want to present, you know, their content. Even though I think this is how they want to present it, there's still a way that they can do that, you know, and still have some more, the word is on the tip of my tongue. Like, y'all, this is real. I don't be acting like I don't make mistakes. Hell. But it just needs some more, like, it needs it needs work. At this point, I'm just going to say work. That's what it needs. It just needs work. And I feel like it has the potential to be substance. There we go. I told y'all it was on the tip of my tongue. Excuse me, it's the weed. Substance. Y'all just need a little bit. It's like it has to have substance. Yeah. We got to the word. But with that being said, I'm going to end my chapter on the Mean Girls reunion. And we're going to take another break. And then we're going to get right into your favorite part and my favorite part. The Reddits. And this is going to be a good one. Welcome back, guys. And we're going to get right into the Reddit, which is my favorite part of the Real Review and Reddits. Hence the name. And we pull from the Am I the Asshole thread. So let's go. Am I the asshole for flipping out on my fiance after her daughter almost got me arrested? I, 38 male, got engaged to my fiance, 37 female, about 3 months ago. We've been dating for almost 3 years. She has 2 kids from a previous relationship, 15 female and 12 male. Their dad is involved in their lives, and for the most part, the adults all co-parent and communicate well. I get along really well with a 12-year-old, but I have always struggled to build a relationship with my soon-to-be stepdaughter, Riley. She has made it very clear to me, my fiance, and her bio dad, that she doesn't view me as a parent and doesn't want me to try to be a father to her because she already has one. A few days ago, my fiance sent me a text asking me if I could pick up Riley from school because she had something come up at work that was going to keep her late. My fiance usually picks up Riley once a week and brings her to a chiropractic appointment to help with a sports injury Riley has. She told me she would call the school to let them know that I would be picking up Riley because I wasn't on the approved pickup list yet. However, when I got to Riley's school, it quickly became apparent that my fiance forgot to call the school. The school has locked doors that require you to have a code or be buzzed in by office. So I buzzed into the office to let them know I was there to pick up Riley and that my fiance should have called to let them know. They didn't know anything about it. I was left waiting outside for 5 to 10 minutes while they figured it out. I tried calling and texting my fiance, but she didn't answer. Then the school resource officer, an actual uniformed cop, came out and told me that I would have to leave and that if I refused, then he would arrest me for trespassing. I tried talking with him, but he just kept saying I was not authorized to be on school property and that I had to leave. I had no choice but to leave without Riley. Finally, an hour later, my fiance called me back. I explained what happened and she apologized for forgetting to call to school because she got distracted with work. She told me she would figure it out and meet me at home. When she and Riley got home, Riley went straight to her room. My fiance set me down and told me that Riley lied to the office and told them that she didn't know who I was and had never seen me before in her life. She thought it would be funny. She told me she explained to Riley how dangerous that was and was going to work with Riley's dad to figure out a punishment. Needless to say, I did not take that news well. I admit I did raise my voice to her. I didn't yell. But I did get louder than I usually talk. She told me to calm down, and I told her that I won't calm down because her daughter almost got me arrested because she thought it would be funny. I told her that she's just as responsible for this as Riley is because she didn't call the school and put me in a position where I looked like a creep or a predator. My fiance thinks I'm overreacting and that I need to let her and Riley's dad handle this. So, is he the asshole? Listen. I'm not gonna act like... I'm not gonna act like he's even near being the asshole. Let's keep it real. I honestly would be done trying to actively be involved with that child or anything that had to do with her you know, as it comes to like graduation, prom, birthday, I don't care what it is. Not paying, not going. She's made it clear, and she's old enough to understand. So, yeah, she's made it clear. She don't want me to be involved in her life. So, I think that I should just, me in my opinion, I'm packing it up. I'm not going to try it. If you sure about that, we could coexist. I will say hi to you. You can say hi to me. I will feed you when you're here because I'm not that type of human. You know, not to say I would be mean to the child, but I'm not going that extra extent if she does not want me to. And she understands what that means. Like, she is old enough to know better than to do that. And she's old enough to know what could come from that. So, no, I'm not ever picking her up again. I'm not taking her anywhere or anything that her parents should do or telling her what she can or can't do. That's up to her parents. I'll be respectful. Like I said, I'll feed her if she can't cook or whatever. But I'm not overstepping my bounds. Discipline in any form of that, call her dad would be my response. Call her dad. Call her dad. Call her dad. Hey, something happened, call her dad. At the school, she got into a fight, call her dad. The only time I would ever even get up, and that's for the love of my wife, is if there's an emergency. She broke something at the school. I'll come up there if my wife approves it. I'll come up there. But I'm not overstepping my bounds in a parental form. Like, the love of my wife would attach me to an emergency. Because I'm not going to allow my wife to lose a child, you know, or anything like that. But no, I'm not going the extra mile for this child ever. Because that was a big fuck you. A real big one. Like, you thought it was a joke. You thought it was funny? No. And the other kid, like he said, he had a good relationship with the other kids. So I wouldn't treat the other child, like I said, I would reciprocate what that child wants from me. If you want me to go the extra mile and be there like that, then I can be there like that. Like, I wouldn't change my behavior on their part because, you know, they had nothing to do with that, you know, that negative interaction. So I wouldn't place them in the same box as the other kid. You know what I'm saying? And then he's 12, so he may not, you know, all the way understand what's going on. But I know she does. I know she does. Like, it's younger and younger, they knowing what the hell going on. So I don't know. I don't think she didn't understand what was going to happen. I'm sure she's aware they have cops. I'm sure she's aware. So she's like, I've never seen that man in my life. I don't know him. Yeah. I don't know who that is. Something about he know me. You knew what was going to happen. You didn't think they was just finna turn him around. And if I was the mom, she wouldn't have gotten off that easy with her going straight to your room. Talking about I explained to her how dangerous that is. No, I would have snapped the fuck off. Are you crazy? That's a moment where you snap the fuck off. That is. You know, it's just at that age, you know, I'm not even getting into no spanking or nothing like that or whatever. But you going to definitely understand what's going on. And I'm going to make sure of it because I'm going to hit you where it hurt. There aren't any electronics. There aren't anything I know you love, you won't be able to do for a second. Because that was some shit we not gonna do. We not gonna play that. And if I let you get away with that, who's to say what the next step is? Who knows? You could be falsifying anything. Trying to get my husband up out my house. So now I have to be weary of what you say now. Because I know the extent you would go to go against, you know, him. And I'm not saying she needs to put her child before her husband or put her husband before her child. I'm just saying this is the consequence of the predicament you put us in. Because that was insane. I would honestly, I don't know how I would feel about that, to be able to take that knowing I have to live with, you know, the person that it's just, ooh, that's why marriage is difficult with past children. And I would, before we even got married, you know, I don't know, like I said, they've been together for years. So the girl was what, 12 when they got engaged? Because that was 3 years ago they got engaged. Because she was saying fiance. I'm steady saying husband and wife. But either way, that's what's finna go down. So we can cut that right now. That's not even in the future until we can get this on the right track. Because I can't have a marriage and this going on, you know, in it. It just, it's not healthy at all. It's going to cause a lot of problems and, hell, potentially an early divorce. So she needs to sit her down and have a very serious conversation. If you know, you know. Like a very serious conversation. It's just not. Because I can't have it. And I won't. That was a step too far. You know, you getting police involved. You about to have somebody locked up, like, looking crazy. Call her dad. Like I said, it would be my response. Call her dad. Call her dad. Until it's an emergency. That's the only time I'll come running. Until then, call her dad. She got tickets and she getting locked up, call her dad. She get, like, yeah. But anything like you're in a dangerous situation and it's something like that, I'm on my way. For the love of my fiance, wife, whatever. But otherwise, call her dad. And with that being said, guys, this will conclude the Reddits. And this will also conclude the Rare Review on Reddits. So I want to thank you guys again for coming and listening and getting your weed and get whatever you had needed to join us for this wonderful thing. We will be back with more and more episodes, maybe even guests, so be hopeful for that. Because I know y'all getting tired of just hearing me talk. But thanks again, and love you guys. Bye.